These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant on the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, and then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn. Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, folks, I've got a great, great hour lined up for you. If you missed any parts of hour number one, I really do want to encourage you. You know, our temple is such an important part of who we are and taking care of it. And I have to tell you, I woke up this morning, and maybe you've had days like this, but I woke up this morning, I felt the fever coming in behind my eyes. I had not felt well yesterday afternoon, actually had to kind of shut everything down early and just crawl into bed. And that does happen. I've got some, adrenal issues. So there's some challenges that I have in that arena, but this was entirely different. This was a little bit different, and I just was not feeling well coming into this morning. Now, I am a regular participant in caring for my body and taking care of my body. I was at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo this past weekend talking with people about that reconvening with a lot of people that have helped me in the last year, especially with health, but and reaffirming a lot of the things that I already do and have been doing for many years that played a big role in my continued recovery from the catastrophic accident that I was in 2017, where I broke every bone in my body except my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. That's all that I didn't break. Everything else broken. Front and back of my head, my neck, my back, my rib cage, all of my lower body, pelvis, hip, femur, tibia, fibula, bottom of my right knee, severed nerves, severed arteries, broke wrists and hands, all of that. And so I know what that's all about. Well, this morning, as I was visiting with Tim Sheff, our CGR wellness expert, we got onto the topic of Immuno7, a product that I have right here. And he said, you know, you probably need to go ahead and ingest this. It'll help you. And so I did, live on air, two scoops of the, Immuno7. Cold Buster, and then the Resvante, and mixed it all together and drank it down. And folks, I'm going to tell you, felt the difference. Just felt the difference. So encourage you. These products work. They really do work, and I would encourage you to take them. CGRwellness.com. CGRwellness.com. Use the code ChosenGenRadio. We always, encourage you to start with this product right here, Vibe. This is, a general fruits, veggies, and superfoods. It's the base. It's the balance. If you're taking a multivitamin and it's not making a difference for you, give this a shot. It certainly has helped me. It has helped Tim. It has helped countless thousands of others. And I believe that, that it can help you. You do that at cgrwellness.com. And I would suggest that you pair this with Resvante. Resveratrol is something that a lot of people are hearing about. Heart health, issues of that nature. Your immune health, resveratrol plays a big role in all of those things. And these two are a dynamite combination. If you're struggling with arthritis, if you're struggling with, mobility issues and aches and pains and what have you, even if you're an athlete, here's another great product, Flex. I take this every day, Flex. Makes a huge difference. It's helped me with my mobility. Flex. Strongly recommend that. And then, if you're a person looking for an energy boost and you're tired of the highs and lows and the ups and downs and all of that, Ultra Shot is, natural energy. Natural energy. And really encourage you to consider Ultra Shot. You can find all of these products at cgrwellness.com. Let me go through them again real quick so you can write them down. cgrwellness.com. CGR, that stands for Chosen Generation Radio. cgrwellness.com. On your first order, you're going to use the code ChosenGenRadio. And the products that you're looking for Vibe, which is the multivitamin. It is fruits, vegetables, and superfoods. You're looking for Resvante, which has the resveratrol. And Andy Beckler, the founder, co-founder of the company with his brother, Dr. Ben Beckler, talked about how they use this with their dad, who had serious cardio issues. He was sent home on hospice to die. So they started putting him on this and the Vibe. Today he is in his early 90s. And when he goes to see his cardiologist, the doctor says, I can't believe that the heart that I'm taking pictures of, the heart that I'm looking at is the same heart that I have these images of that was so sickly. I can't believe it. The resveratrol, Resvante, the additive that is in Resvante actually begins an anti-aging. It opens up, it addresses a hormonal anti-aging, and it activates that hormone in the body. And you can go back and listen to what Andy had to share about the science behind Resvante and Vibe. And then if you're looking for natural energy and you want to get off the stuff like the Red Bulls and the things like that, Ultra Shot is the ticket. Ultra Shot is the ticket. And then finally, on the mobility front, if you're dealing with things like aches and pains in your joints and arthritis, Flex. Flex. So there you have it. I encourage you to do that. Now, there's one other product that I have up here on my shelf that I take regularly as well. And it also has huge health benefits, and you may be aware of it, but it's called omega-3. And the more pure the omega-3 product is, the better off it's going to be. Referred to, my friend Tim calls it Epicor, but you'll find it under omega-3, and again at cgrwellness.com. CGRwellness.com. And with everything that I went through, it would consistently and has for the last 5 years, my doctor is like, I look at your blood work, I look at you, and I'm like, it doesn't make sense because, you know, at one point I weighed almost 500 pounds, no diabetes. Healthy blood, all of that. Now, I have lost over 150 pounds. And I'm not suggesting, you know, that you stay heavy or overweight or you don't work on that, because I do every day. What I'm saying is that there are supplements. I take them. Supplements that you can be taking that are going to make a difference and keep you healthy. My blood pressure has remained at, you know, between 124 over 80, anywhere between 125 and 140 at the high, even down to 117. And that was over anywhere between 68 and 85. Healthy blood pressure. I don't take any blood pressure medications. I do take something for AFib. That's it. And that was a result of the trauma and the shock. And I do believe that God is going to take care of that and fully and completely restore my heart as he's restoring the rest of my body. All right. I'm going to talk in our next segment. So I'm watching the History Channel. I know, what a mistake is that. But I'm watching the History Channel because, folks, look, these entities, and there are some decent, I'm aware that there's some decent programming on it, but I was watching last night about the frontiersmen and the settling of the frontier, and they were doing some parallelisms between the American Revolution and at the same time Daniel Boone and the battle that he was fighting in Kentucky on the frontier, where the British had were basically arming the Indians, the American Indians, to fight on behalf of the British against the Americans and against the colonists. And Daniel Boone played a huge role in that. And there was something that stood out to me, though, about that story that I found, well, a bit puzzling. And what it really boils down to is the secularization of American history. There was no mention in the conversation about the Revolutionary War, about the Christian or biblical foundations of the founders in the decision, and they did talk about tyranny, and they talked about tyrannical rule, but they framed it wholly when it comes to economics. And I want to talk about that when I come back in the second segment, because, and I'll talk about it after I'm after Don Jans and I speak in hour number three, because it's so important that we understand what it is that we are at risk of losing here in the United States of America. And when you talk about these elections, it's, oh, well, you know, we're concerned about economy and so on. Folks, we better be concerned about the thing that gives us that liberty and that freedom. And I'll be back to talk to you about Daniel Boone and his faith right after this. You may not know this, but Daniel Boone and his family were Quakers. We'll talk about that coming up. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Sign up for the emails, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And really seriously consider your health at CGRWellness.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. God bless. I'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, I want to play this for you.
On select committee doesn't use the facts that we have. They use the make-believe story that they have.
The definition of an insurrectionist is someone who seeks to overthrow the legitimate government of their country.
We've already had a bloody hill. We do not want a bloody war.
And the result is blood on the hands of those wicked people.
They heard police saying that they were hoping to get a chance to beat some of these Trump supporters.
The history books. I will always be there as this is what's happened, and it's a lie. They lied about the time by almost 2 hours to change and create this narrative.
But if they divide the very people, that's what it's all about. United we stand. Divided we die.
BloodyHill.com, folks. BloodyHill.com. If you've not seen this yet, if you've been watching our program for any length of time, then you have, in fact, been privileged to listen to my conversations that I've had with David Sumrall, who is front and center when it comes to putting together and putting out BloodyHill.com. It's free at the BloodyHill.com website. I encourage you. It's an hour and 31 minutes. It's in depth. It's interviews. It is documented evidence of what really happened. 5 dead Americans, 4 citizen Americans that arrived that day for the sole purpose of expressing their great concerns about what was happening in our country. Kevin Grissom, Ashley Babbitt, Roseanne Boylan, Benjamin Phillips were killed on that day. Our faith is under assault. Our First Amendment guarantees us freedom of religion. Our Declaration of Independence declares that we have been given inalienable rights by our Creator. And they want to rewrite that, literally write it out of history. Just to give you an example, right here in Texas, and this is a bulletin from our friends at Texas Values, Jonathan Sines, dated September 2nd, 2022. This Texas State Board of Education voted 8-7 to delay the process for reviewing and revising the social studies standards. The SBOE plans to revisit the process in 2025. The decision comes after many parents and members of the public expressed concerns over the radical content. In addition to discontinuing social studies revision process, the SBOE voted 13-0 to stop the drafts on ethnic studies that many testifiers complained included critical race theory. It's a huge vote. It's an important vote. But folks, 8-7, we came that close to the second largest buyer of public education books in the country. This would have swayed public education in social studies. And let me again give you an example. I began to share this in our first segment. Very quickly, let me close out with this. Daniel Boone said these words: "The religion I have is to love and fear God, believe in Jesus Christ, do all the good to my neighbor and myself that I can, do as little harm as I can help, and trust on God's mercy for the rest." There is a scene in the History Channel's annals where they are talking about the attack of the Indians, and the Indians rained fire down on the fort at Boonesboro, and suddenly, out of nowhere, a rain shower appears and puts out the flames. Rain put out the flames, saved the fort, saved Daniel Boone, saved everyone inside of the fort from certain death. Nowhere in any of that story is any credit given to God. None. And I promise you, based on what we read about Daniel Boone, that those people inside of that fort would have given God praise, would have given God thanks, and would have declared the miracle that it was. And yet the History Channel writes that right out of there, including writing it out of the Revolutionary War, which is going on at the same time, where they draw the how these are two different fronts, and it was the British that put the Indians up to fighting that fight. So it is removing God from the history of America, and we have got to stand against it. All right, Dr. Meryl Noss will be with me coming up right after this brief break. She has had her license suspended, I believe even taken away, for using ivermectin, a drug that's been used for over 100 years. We'll talk with her about that coming up right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Get more at our website.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, hang on just a second. Let's see what we got going on here. Mute, and now it's not giving me any controls over it at all. Allow record local files, make host, rename. We stopped the video. Okay. She temporarily disappeared. Meryl, if you can hear me, try signing back in again and let's see what happened. That was very odd. So Meryl Noss will be joining us here momentarily, and, She had her medical license suspended. Let's see if she can get back. There we go. There she is. How's that?
Yeah, so your audio totally dropped out.
It's very strange. I'm not sure what the connectivity issue might have been, but we're back now, and that's the most important thing. So welcome, Meryl Noss, okay. She'll be back in a second, folks. So while she's getting back, thousands of doctors across the country are experiencing being victims of medical tyranny. And the sad fact about this is that the CDC and the FDA, under FOIA requests that have been put in, are having to admit that the things that they have done to us were at least unethical and at most potentially even criminal. And so I welcome Dr. Meryl Noss to the program. Dr. Noss, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, well, that's, you know, hyperbole. Listen, I have been banned on Vimeo, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter twice, and shadow banned on Facebook. And my page, Children Generation Radio, has had a note across it that says, this page may contain misinformation as it relates to the issue of the CCP virus, the Wuhan virus. I mean, we tracked this in February of 2020 with Nan Su. We talked about the 7 million Chinese cell phones that went dark. We talked about the eyewitnesses that he had spoken with and the plumes of smoke coming up where they were burning bodies 24/7 because they had infected so many people. And yet the answer to all of that rested in tried and true medical practices that had been being used for over 100 years. Dr. Noss, am I misstating?
I'm not sure what happened in China, but certainly here, the medical establishment decided to go, you know, full speed ahead on suppressing every useful medication for COVID. And, you know, that was a crime against humanity.
Talk to me specifically about what happened to you when you first started treating patients that were presenting. What were they presenting with, and then what did you attempt to do about helping them?
Sure. So with the early COVID patients, they had a variety of symptoms, and some were severe, some weren't. There was a lot of diarrhea. Remember, there was a lot of loss of sense of smell. Mm-hmm. Lately, we haven't seen as much of those two things, and it's been more like a respiratory illness. High fevers, people would feel better for a day or two, then they'd feel worse again, then they'd feel better. It was an odd syndrome. Many people said, I've never had an illness like this before. When I had it, I had not had anything like it before.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we knew from the Chinese, who told us in February of 2020, that they were using chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, and it seemed to be their best drug. And later I found out by going through the literature that actually the CDC and the NIH here had found that the chloroquine drugs worked against the first SARS, which had occurred in 2002 and 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And they had published papers, and they had studied a bunch of drugs. So by 2014, NIH had over 60 drugs that worked against SARS-1 or the MERS virus, which is the Saudi Arabian version.
Okay.
And then they suppressed them all, and in favor of patented drugs that they could sell for a lot of money. It was breathtaking to learn this, and the public doesn't know it. I'll get you the articles so you can post them on your site.
Please do.
People can read them for themselves.
Sure.
And see that our federal agencies knew exactly how to treat COVID before it happened and then wouldn't let us.
And how did ivermectin work its way in as a solution?
So ivermectin was a drug that was used a lot in Africa and South America for parasites mostly, and Merck had donated over 3 billion doses of the drug over a number of years. Been licensed in the United States at least 25 years. Its founders, they developed it from a bacteria found in the soil in Japan, They had, you know, tweaked the molecule and called it ivermectin, and they worked for Merck and got the Nobel Prize in 2015 for having developed this really good drug. Why was it good? It had many, many different actions. So by the time COVID came around, it was being tested as a cancer drug. It was being tested for all sorts of things.
Wow.
And it had antiviral properties as well. It also had immune modulating properties. So there were multiple ways in which the ivermectin appeared to benefit COVID patients. Now, some people knew about ivermectin at the dawn of the pandemic. Okay. This is another, you know, thing that nobody knows. There's a company called MedinCell, a French company. It was partly sponsored by Bill Gates. And they had done a trial in Australia and published a press release, and then later in April of 2020, a paper showing that ivermectin worked. Now, ivermectin at that point was a generic drug. The patent was gone. Merck no longer had the patent. It was very, very cheap, easy to produce.
So now hold on a minute. Now, Dr. Nass, I thought that I heard that ivermectin was only for horses.
If you're the FDA, it is. Problem is, they licensed it for people. There were pills for people, and there was also a topical, you know, something you could spread on your skin for, you know, scabies or lice. So there were two forms. FDA had licensed both.
Okay.
As safe and effective. And once a drug is licensed, a doctor can use it for anything the doctor and the patient think it may be helpful for. That's called off-label use.
Okay.
And 20-40% of all prescriptions are for off-label use. So it's a completely normal, everyday thing that doctors do. Anyway, so in April of 2020, this little article was published from scientists in Australia funded by MedinCell, showing that it was effective against COVID.
And it was cheaper than hydrochloroquine, right?
Theirs was experimental use. So they were making an injectable, long-acting form.
Oh, wow.
And that's because they could patent that. And so some people became aware that if the injectable, long-acting form worked, then maybe the oral, you know, less long-acting form would all, it turned out it was a long-acting drug anyway.
Right.
With a half-life of over a month. So, which meant you could use it as a vaccine or a drug. You could take it ahead of time and build up a tissue.
So it could be prophylactic.
Exactly.
Okay.
And of course, the system couldn't allow that. And hydroxychloroquine, interestingly, the same thing. It also had a half-life of a month or more. And it too could be used as a vaccine for prevention or acutely for treatment. Well, they didn't want it.
Can't have that either.
You couldn't bring in the remdesivir. You couldn't bring in the vaccines. You couldn't bring in the monoclonals
if you already had a solution. Right.
And they're licensed.
Okay.
You couldn't bring in experimental stuff.
So doctors like yourself had obviously had the knowledge, the education, the background, the research, and the patient load coming in, and you have a Hippocratic oath. So you're following your Hippocratic oath. You found something that you see appears that it's going to work. You start to diagnose it. You start to give it to your patients. They start to recover. And then what happens?
First of all, the federal agencies put a restriction on hydroxychloroquine, and they did that as early as late March of 2020. Once Trump mentioned it, they're like, uh-oh, we don't want people finding out about this. So they restricted it in different ways in different states.
Okay.
All right, but then ivermectin was available, but I wasn't aware of it at the time. It became popular after the frontline clinical care doctors, Pierre Corey,
right,
Paul Marek, and their group had been looking at it, testing it, and papers started to get published throughout 2020. And by the end of 2020, they were very comfortable with the drug as being the most effective thing for COVID in the ICU.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Dr. Merrill Noss is with me. Don't go anywhere. On the other side, we'll tell you what happened to her when she started, she and thousands of others, when they just started healing and helping to heal their patients. We'll be back with more right after this brief break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Dr. Merrill Noss. Dr. Merrill, let's get back to your story. You were talking about how the papers are being written. Frontline doctors had started using this. Other doctors had come out and talked about the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine as well as ivermectin. So you began to basically prescribe these medications. They were inexpensive. and to prescribe them to your patients? And who went after you?
So, in the middle of 2021, the government started going after, I say the government, there was some coordinated effort in different states for different state medical boards to go after doctors who were prescribing ivermectin. And several doctors lost their licenses, and many got investigated, including the chief medical officer of Hawaii for using ivermectin. So that was of course, what happened with hydroxychloroquine was extremely strange. This was more strange, clearly. Sure. And it was going on in other countries too. They were also preventing.
And this was, who was this in Hawaii?
I forget the doctor's name, but he was the chief medical officer. For Hawaii.
When you stop and think about that, just knowing what I know about the political atmosphere, right, in Hawaii and how progressive Hawaii is and so on, it's kind of ironic that the chief medical officer in that particular state would be one of the targets that would be taken out as a result of putting forward something like ivermectin.
Right. Well, apparently the people doing it, you know, wanted national news. They wanted to scare everybody. So this started happening middle of 2021, and the boards were encouraged by their membership organization to go after doctors for misinformation as well. So then a little misinformation witch hunt started, and the Surgeon General of the United States told everybody that they wanted citizens to start reporting on medical misinformation about COVID.
Right. And then they started shutting down anybody who made comments. I had Dr. Judy Mikovits on, Dr. Peter Bregan on, Dr. Peter McCullough has actually been on the program as well, Dr. Eric Naputi, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you know, people coming on, experts in this, Dr. Brian Hooker with Children's Defense Fund, experts in epidemiology, experts in explaining the process and so on coming on, and my show gets banned on LinkedIn, my show gets banned on YouTube, my show gets banned on Twitter twice, shadow banned on Facebook with a label that says this program, puts out, you know, misinformation. Go ahead. I just wanted my audience to understand again, just to validate again more of what you're saying.
Right. So there was a national effort through multiple federal agencies working with social media and mainstream media to suppress whatever they considered misinformation about COVID. And of course this has never happened before. This goes completely against the First Amendment, completely against, laws that prohibit the government from working secretly with private companies to ban speech. You know, we have protected speech in this country. Mm-hmm. We have a law about misinformation, and it's called the First Amendment.
Hello. Yeah, right. Well, but you know, I don't know where you've looked at or where you stand with regards to this, but you know, stop and think about, you know, the connectivity between this and, you know, the peaceful gatherings that were actually happening on the 6th of January, where people came together for free speech to redress their government. You know, to peacefully gather together. I mean, people who were praying got compression bombed.
Yes. And they entered a building that they were invited into that I've been in dozens of times, that it belongs to the people of the United States. They weren't marauders. That is an open building. It welcomes the American people. It's a Capitol building. But anyway,
yeah.
That's another story.
Yes. Well, it ties together just in the sense, and I'd like you to continue, you know, sharing with us your experience of what happened to you. We've got about 5 minutes left, and I really want people to understand what doctors experienced and, you know, what it looks like to have a country where these kinds of freedoms are being taken from you, and healthcare is one of the first places they go after.
Yeah. Apparently, if you're going to, you know, create new narratives and suppress the truth and make people succumb to medical treatments that are not very useful and suppress the ones that are, you have to gain control of the doctors. And so what was done was a witch hunt against me and many others, and then publicized it. So my case was in Newsweek, The Hill, the Miami Herald, you know, San Francisco Crown, all over the place. Mm-hmm. This terrible doctor lost her license for spreading misinformation. Well, two strangers reported me to my board, didn't know me or any patients. They saw something on the internet, decided it was misinformation, reported it. That is not a crime. Then a doctor and a midwife reported me because they had patients that I had seen and treated with ivermectin in one case and hydroxychloroquine in the other. And they just thought they should report that. You know, if you see something, say something. So the patients hadn't been harmed. The patients didn't complain.
Right.
But two other medical providers sort of squeezed information about my care out of the patients and immediately reported it to the board.
And that was
enough for them to suspend my license.
And let me just say, just adding in here, as a former United States Air Force Russian linguist during the Cold War, I can tell you, and talking with people from third world countries that have come here and from Soviet bloc nations that broke off, this is the kind of stuff that is done in these kinds of tyrannical government situations. And it's the reason why I am adamant about getting people to start calling what we have in DC tyrants. We are not anti-government. We are anti-tyrants, and these people are tyrants. They are not following the Constitution. They are not honoring their oaths of office. This is tyrannical behavior, Doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, because the medical board had suppressed the use of hydroxychloroquine and then ivermectin, instructing pharmacists not to dispense the drugs. So they're legal drugs. I can legally write a prescription. There's no problem. And the pharmacists are told to screen the prescriptions. And if they think it's for COVID or if that you have to write that whether it's for COVID or not, don't dispense it.
Wow.
That never happened before.
Wow.
So they went after me and they summarily suspended my license in January and asked me to do a lot of things, including sending me to a neuropsych to try to find something to justify.
They sent you to a neuropsychologist?
Yes. Because they needed more evidence than they had, because you really can't pay a license. Misinformation is a crime that doesn't exist.
Of course.
In California. So they didn't have anything on me, so they had to find something.
And
let me tell you, the worst thing you can do to a doctor is take away their license. That's like the end of their career. They put a black mark on my record nationally. I could not get another job anywhere. So they figure every doctor is going to roll over and, you know, kiss their butt and do what they say. But in my case, I was 70. I didn't need the money from the practice. I'd already accomplished a lot. And I was like, okay.
Good for you.
You can't do this to me.
Right.
This needs to stop.
Yep.
And I'm not going to kiss up to this board. I will tell the truth and we'll let the cards fall where they may.
Hear, hear.
So that's what I'm in the process of. I had a hearing about 10 days ago. I have another one on Tuesday.
All right. I got about 40 seconds to do this really quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to give favor to Dr. Nestor. Can I pray this for you? Is that okay if I do that?
Please.
I pray favor for Dr. Nestor. I pray that eyes will be opened, ears will be opened in this hearing in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all the powers of darkness and all the powers of Satan right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, Father, that you refresh her right now, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Strengthen her, Father, and protect her. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Doctor, for all that you're doing. I appreciate it. We've got to jump. I'll be back with more coming up hour two straight ahead. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process. Reduces emissions and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.